What day was the day that we did our first episode?
I think when we posted it was October 11th, so it would be actually today.
Hello, everyone, and we are the Ajumma Squad.
Ajumma Squad.
All out. And like, must have extended that radius.
Like hair.
We're sitting there in your place shooting.
Honestly, I didn't think we'd get this far. I thought like after a couple months we'd be like, oh, screw this.
Yeah,
we made it pretty far. We made a lot of amazing friends along the way,
right?
Met some really incredible people
that we got. I wanted the innovative mom to be that, what Ellie did for me, for them in so many different areas. Even
I think the best part was that the pandemic hit while we were doing this, because I think we were experiencing and broadcasting something that everyone was going through. We were all trapped in our homes and feeling isolated and all these things. And yet we still found some positive and some fun.
Oh, my husband's back. He's going to be like, what the hell are you doing?
I'm having self-care.
It's like one mom to another mom, and you just... one female to another female. And
I dropped off my kids today at school for the first day.
How was it?
It was so sad.
Why? Talked about mental health, which was huge. I mean, especially during the Olympics, it was a huge highlight.
You also suffered like postpartum depression.
Yes.
You know, like it was.
I never would have imagined the conversations that we had when we first started. February 20th, 2021. Today is an amazing day. You talked about your dating life.
I had a guy talk about his bidet to me for like 30 minutes while I was eating pokey. I was like, I'm going to throw up. But I think I made everyone laugh about that. It's just, dating is not cool. At our age, it's not fun. Our book reviews. I mean, honestly, we went into those book reviews just to talk about books that represent us, like, yeah, Asian Americans, because our kids are, you know, sometimes they feel singled out.
Hamilton, New Jersey is a small town.
Ooh, Jersey represent!
In New Jersey, and Robbie moves from India.
I think recently I put up a story not too long ago about a school. The kids protested to have, you know, these books that represent minorities in their classroom. These children protested and won. Mm-hmm. And the books are no longer banned. Now, what hit home to me was there was a lot of the books that we reviewed. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was a story that we were a part of. It felt really good.
Just kind of like going back in time in the 90s.
She's an activist. She's like right up there on the front line and making noise. And, you know, that's also part of our mission, to have somebody who is, you know, so well-known, outspoken, and articulate in that field.
Yeah, and changing the world.
할아버지, 안녕하세요. 할아버지, 잘 지내고 있어요?
잘 지내고 있어. 잘 지내고 있어. 애들, 우리 손주들 다 있니? 근데 할아버지는 아무렇지도 않아.
어?
My daughter came home one day and said, I'm doing a report on Ajumma Squad. Me and my friends, my group, we knew who you were. And we wanted to write a report. And the assignment was to write about somebody who's bringing a positive message. And my kid and her friends are currently writing a quick little brief about how our mission is to stop Asian hate. And I thought that was really cute, that of all the episodes that we've done and of all of the things that we've talked about, that's what they got out of it, that our mission is to stop Asian hate. So I think that's incredible, that part of our mission, when we create a mission statement to start this, was we want to leave a legacy for the next generation of us Asian Americans, of us females, of whatever. And I think we've achieved it.